we present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
Source of inspiration.
Hello, Helen. This is Mary Shefford. I've been trying to get you on the phone for ages.
What's happened, Mary?
I think I've got someone to buy my house at last.
Oh, splendid.
The agent in London rang up this morning. He said he'd had an inquiry from an American lady who's recently come to live in England. It seems she knew my husband in America, and when she heard his house was for sale, she insisted on driving down to see it at once.
Is she there now?
No, but I'm expecting her at any moment. I'd like you to come over and help me to entertain her.
Oh, I'd love to. But I can't leave the house until George comes home. He's going to play golf this afternoon, and I could get him to drop me at your place on his way to the club.
Well, surely he won't play golf in all this rain.
Oh, that won't stop him.
I hope it won't stop our American friend either.
I hope not, Mary. Oh, you've waited so long for a buyer.
You don't think I'm asking too much, do you?
Not if she's an American, dear. They seem to have all the money nowadays.
Robert loved this house so much. I felt he'd expect me to get the best price I could for it.
Of course he would.
Oh, if I could afford to keep it up, I shouldn't dream of selling. But I'm glad to think it may be going to an American. Robert's books were so popular in the United States. Felicity Frobisher had a huge sale there. Oh, I can hear a car outside. Yes, I think my visitor has arrived. Yes, I can see her through the window. She's just getting out of the car.
What's she like?
Oh, she's tall and rather handsome, wearing a frivolous white hat, a sky-blue suit and rimless glasses.
What age?
I should say a well-preserved 55.
Is she alone?
No, there's a short man following her out of the car. I think he must be her husband.
Oh, you'd better go and be nice to them, Mary. I'll come over as soon as I can.
Oh, do hurry, won't you? I'm rather nervous with strangers.
I shan't be long.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Shepherd, I'm Mrs. Van Giler, and this is my husband.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Shepherd?
We heard your house was for sale, and the agent sent us down to look it over. Did he call you?
Yes, he did. I've been expecting you.
I hope we're not bothering you.
Oh, no, not at all. Do come in, won't you?
Oh, thank you very much. It was good of you to receive us at so short notice. As a matter of fact, when I heard this house belonged to Robert Shepherd, I was all for buying it there and then. But Hugo... Where are you, Hugo?
Oh, here I am.
Oh, Hugo, my husband, insisted on seeing the place first.
Naturally.
Not that he'd think of standing in my way if he knew I wanted something really badly.
I like to live in peace, Mrs. Shepherd. You know how it is.
Yes, I do. You knew my husband in America?
No, ma'am, I never had the privilege. Cornelia, that's my wife, and knew him well.
Oh, yes, I knew him very well indeed. I was president for some years of the Boston branch of the Cultural League of American Womanhood.
Really?
We had poor Robert lecture to us three times. And I want to tell you, Mrs. Shepherd, that no one regrets his untimely passing more than I do.
Thank you.
I'm afraid the news of his death a year ago left me quite desolate. I remember I made an appointment with a hairdresser that afternoon, but when I heard the news, I canceled my appointment and went for a long walk instead. Didn't I, Hugo?
Oh, did you, dear? I don't know. I was at the office.
Oh, yes. That was before you retired from business.
Do you intend to live permanently in this country?
Yes, we do. I just adore it. The culture and the tradition. I always promised myself that when Hugo retired, we'd come to live here. Of course, I never imagined I'd have a chance to live in Robert Shepherd's house, and when I heard it was for sale, why, it seemed just like destiny.
Oh. Well, would you like me to show you around the house?
Oh, later, if you like, though I'm sure it'll suit perfectly. What I would like to see more than anything is the room where Robert wrote all those wonderful novels.
He did all his writing in his study. Through that door.
Oh, might I just take a little peek?
Of course.
Oh, is everything just as he left it?
I change the flowers on his desk every day.
Oh. Wonderful. Wonderful. I feel that everything is so familiar. As if I'd lived here in the past.
Well, Robert gave a detailed description of his study in his novel Return to Nowhere.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that. It's something more.
My wife believes in a sort of affinity of souls, as if she'd known him previously.
It's positively uncanny, Mrs. Shepherd. I mean, from the very first moment we met...
Even before that.
What?
I say, even before you met him, dear, you were conscious of this thing.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep on calling it a thing, Hugo. Poor Hugo. He's so obtuse about these matters. You understand what I mean, Mrs. Shepherd, when I use the expression spiritual affinity.
I have a vague idea.
The very first time I read Her Damask Cheek, I said to myself, good gracious, this man has put me down on paper.
Pinned you down.
What's that?
Pinned you down, you
said. Did I? Well, never mind. Then later, when I read Felicity Frobisher, I knew there was nothing, not one little thing that he didn't know about me.
How interesting.
I don't mind telling you, Mrs. Shepherd. I was ready to curl right up and die of embarrassment.
Oh, really?
Well, to think that any man could know my heart so intimately. My goodness, I felt quite naked. You see, I realized that Felicity Frobisher was me. The absolute, fundamental me.
Do you really think so?
My dear, I'm positive about it. But didn't your husband tell you?
No, I don't believe he mentioned it.
Strange. At first, I felt rather indignant with Robert for using me like that, but then I thought, what an honor. What a wonderful compliment he'd paid me, putting poor little me into his greatest novel. And I forgave him for everything.
That was good of you.
I must say, though, I'm a little surprised he didn't tell you about me being his inspiration.
Robert didn't often discuss his work with me, Mrs. Van Giler. He didn't seem to like talking about it.
No, he and I had several long talks when he was in Boston. Of course, I did draw him out a little. I know poor Robert was shy and wonderfully modest in spite of his success, but I flatter myself I did have the knack of making him talk about himself.
How clever of you.
No doubt he was inspired by this feeling of spiritual oneness.
Yes.
You never came with him on his lecture tours, did you?
No, I'm afraid I'm not a good traveler.
What a pity. You missed a lot by not coming to America.
Oh, yes, I rather think I did.
Now, about the house. We'll take it, of course, won't we, Hugo?
Why, yes, dear, I guess we will.
But you haven't seen it yet.
That's perfectly all right, Mrs. Shepherd. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
But don't you want to see upstairs? And the kitchen? You might think it too small.
If it's too small, we'll build it up a little. Oh, no, Mrs. Shepherd, don't you worry. When I make up my mind about a thing, I like to go right ahead. We don't want to rush you, of course, but if you could give us some idea when we might be able to move in. You know you'll be welcome to visit us with us here anytime you like.
Thank you.
Sure, anytime, Mrs. Shepherd.
You see, dear, I know just how you must be feeling about this dear old place, the memories and associations. And I want you to know that if you ever feel the urge to see it again and maybe shed a tear or two on a sympathetic shoulder, why, you just come right down here and we'll be only too happy to see you.
That's very thoughtful of you, Mrs. Van Giler.
Don't forget now, any time at all.
Excuse me, there's someone at the door.
Well, here I am.
Oh, Helen, dear, I feel awful bringing you out on such a wet day, but thanks for coming.
I'm delighted. I see by the enormous car that your visitors are still here.
Yes, they're still here.
Have you sold the house?
No, I haven't. And I'm not going to sell it, not to her.
Why, what's happened?
Oh, I just can't bear to think of her having it, that's all.
But why not?
She's done nothing but talk on and on about her spiritual relationship with Robert.
Good heavens.
She talks the greatest nonsense about being Robert's soulmate and knowing him in a previous life and so on. Oh, I will not have her living in this house, having cozy little chats with the spirit of my late husband.
Oh, I can imagine how you feel.
She also says that Robert used her as his model for Felicity Frobisher.
Oh, probably wishful thinking, my dear.
Well, what her husband thinks of it all, I don't know. He's rather a pet, but completely under her thumb.
Well, you could just tell her you changed your mind about selling the house.
No. Helen, I think I've got a better idea. I want to disillusion her about Robert.
Well, how?
I want you to pretend that you were his inspiration for Felicity.
Oh, and Mary, dear, I've never claimed to be a paragon, but really...
Darling, I'm not asking you to be a woman like Felicity, but only pretend.
I doubt if I could do it convincingly.
Oh, nonsense, Helen. All it takes is a few little white lies, and you've been married long enough to make that sort of thing almost instinctive. Oh, come along. Let me introduce you. I think you'll find our visitors amusing. Offer you something, Mr. Van Giler?
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Shepherd.
Not fruitcake, please. My husband suffers from dyspepsia, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Another sandwich.
Thank you.
Well, as I was saying, Mrs. Perry, all Robert's books show wonderful insight into feminine character. But his masterpiece was undoubtedly Felicity Frobisher. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, such brilliant understanding. Such deep knowledge. It's a very personal regard for that book that I have, aside from its literary quality.
Really? Well, so have I.
You have. How is that, Mrs. Perry?
Well, it's something I'm rather shy about discussing with people who don't know me very well.
No, come, I think we're all friends here. At least we all have something in common. A deep affection for the memory of dear Robert.
Well, if I may count on your discretion.
Of course.
You don't mind, Mary, if I tell them?
Well, not if you feel you must, dear.
You see, Mrs. Van Gila, when Robert wrote about Felicity Frobisher, he was really writing about me.
What? He was doing no such thing.
I beg your pardon.
Whatever gave you that idea? Felicity Frobisher happens to be me.
I'm afraid you must be mistaken, Mrs. Van Gyl.
I am not mistaken, Mrs. Perry.
Did Robert tell you that you were Felicity?
He didn't have to. I knew by the end of the first chapter.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you see, he told me.
I don't believe it.
You knew that I was Felicity, didn't you, Mary?
Well, I thought there was a close resemblance between you.
It's not true. I am Felicity. You go. You know me. Am I or am I not Felicity Frobisher?
I don't know, dear. I never read the book.
Oh, gosh, you read it. I saw you reading it.
Well, I started to read it, but I didn't get very far. It wasn't my cup of tea, I guess.
Oh, I tell you, the woman in that book is me. Everything I ever thought or felt, all my most intimate secret life, it's all there.
Mrs. Van Gyla, Robert knew me for more than 10 years. How long did he know you?
Spiritually, Robert and I have been together and will be together for all time.
Could that be called living in sin?
Certainly not. Our relationship is the purest, most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
I only have Robert's word for it, of course.
I don't believe it. No two people could be so alike.
Well, maybe he used part of you, dear, and part of Mrs. Perry.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm afraid he used all of me.
I tell you, he did no such thing. All those little touches, her moods of gaiety and melancholy, her mixture of tenderness and indifference, her outer calm concealing inner turmoil. These things are all me.
Strange how my friends all recognized me so easily. Some said they knew Felicity was me before they'd read 10 pages.
What fools your friends must be. If they knew me, they'd realize at once how utterly wrong they were.
My dear Mrs. Van Gyla, not by the greatest stretch of imagination could any normal person see you as Felicity Frobisher.
Oh, Hugo, are you going to sit there and allow this woman to insult me?
Well, what am I supposed to do, dear? Call the police?
Oh, how did I ever come to mistake you for a man?
As far as I can see, your only mistake was seeing yourself as a woman like Felicity.
How dare you? How dare you address me in such terms? Why, I've a good mind to sue you for defamation of character.
You'll be wasting your time, madam. You haven't got a leg to stand on.
What? I heard you. I heard you, you libelous... I'll go straight to my lawyer. You'll never hear the end of this.
So it seems.
Why, you... Oh,
oh dear.
For heaven's sake, Cornelia, control yourself.
Oh, no, what's happened? She's fainted. Oh, she's having a fit.
Help me get her onto the sofa. That's the idea. She'll be all right. She's rather highly strung. Maybe a glass of water.
Oh, yes, yes, I'll get it. Perhaps I should call the doctor.
Oh, no, she'll be all right presently. Take it easy, Cornelia. Don't get yourself all upset. You know it's not good for you. Now, just relax, dear. Put your feet up. There, that's better.
Does your wife do this sort of thing often?
No, not often, but every once in a while she gets sort of carried away. I guess she's rather emotional.
I'm sorry if I said anything to upset her.
You'll be a lot sorrier before I'm through with you.
Now, dear, calm yourself. Oh. Here's Mrs. Shepherd with some water. Sit up and take a good drink. It'll make you feel better. There, now. Everything's all right. No harm done. Just a little misunderstanding, that's all.
Everything is not all right, Hugo.
Are you feeling a little better?
Mrs. Shepherd, about buying this house.
Yes?
I'd like to take a little time to think it over.
Oh, of course, Mrs. Van Gyla.
But, Cornelia, I thought you said...
Never mind what I said. I haven't decided anything yet. As a matter of fact, I don't know that I want to live so far from town. I'll get in touch with you again, Mrs. Shepherd, when I've made my decision.
Oh, just as you please.
In the meantime, I'll say good day. Come, Hugo.
Oh, that must be my husband.
I'll let George in. Hello.
Your husband, Mrs. Perry.
Yes.
Here you are.
I'd like to meet him, if I may.
Well, of course.
I've got one or two questions for him.
Really? Well, he may not know all the answers.
Well, that remains to be seen.
I hope I'm not intruding.
No, of course not. May I introduce Mr. Perry, Mr. and Mrs. Van Gyla?
How do you do? Glad to know you, Mr. Perry.
What happened to your golf match, dear?
I had to cancel it. The course is flooded. We wanted rain, but not a cloudburst.
We think your climate is glorious.
Now, that's fortunate if you're going to live here permanently. I understand you're interested in buying this place. I must say I envy you the opportunity.
We haven't decided to take it yet.
Well, I shouldn't waste too much time thinking it over if I were you. Bound to attract a lot of interest, a lovely old place like this.
I'd never waste time, Mr. Perry. Tell me, have you read Felicity Frobisher?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've read all Robert's books. Knowing the author gave them special interest for me.
Of course, but I guess you didn't know the author as well as he knew your wife.
Why do you say that, Mrs. Van Giler?
Well, weren't you surprised to find your wife's character portrayed in such intimate detail?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
You knew, of course, that she was Felicity Frobisher.
Who?
Your wife.
Oh, for heaven's sake, get him out of here.
George, dear, I think we'd better be going.
Just a minute, Helen. I'd like to know what Mrs. Van Giler means.
Mrs. Perry has just been explaining how Robert used her as a model for the character Felicity. The likeness, I understand, is quite astonishing. I should have thought you'd be the first to notice it.
You mean my wife is supposed to be like Felicity Frobisher?
In every way, Mr. Perry.
Oh, no. There's no resemblance at all.
Are you sure?
Well, I ought to know. I've been married to her for 12 years.
All right, George. We won't argue about it. Now, come on, let's go.
I guess we ought to be going too, Cornelia.
Just one moment, Hugo. I'd like to get this thing settled one way or another. If this lady is not Felicity Frobisher, why does she persist in saying she is?
I have my reasons.
What reasons?
I prefer to keep them to myself.
Well, Mr. Perry, it's none of my business, but if I were in your shoes, I think I'd have my wife examined by a psychiatrist.
Oh, how ridiculous. It's perfectly obvious that if anyone needs a psychiatrist...
Now, don't be silly, dear.
I'm not being silly.
Yes, you
oh,
are.
Oh, George, Helen, please.
We all know you're not a bit like Felicity Frobisher. Why you should want to claim any resemblance to a woman like that, I can't imagine.
The trouble with you is you can't imagine anything.
What?
What makes you so sure there's no resemblance?
Oh, come along, dear. They're waiting for us at the club. We're going to play bridge.
Let them wait.
Oh, Helen, dear, before you say anything
more, let you keep out of this, Mary. Really, George, the way you take me for granted is becoming absolutely unbearable. You're so utterly sure of yourself and of me. You just can't imagine any other man finding me attractive. Or vice versa, for that matter.
Have I ever said so? Have I?
Yes. Your whole attitude says so. Smug. That's what you are. When other men flirt with me at the club, all you do is smile. As much as to say, you're wasting your time, boys. She's only interested in me.
Well,
you could be wrong, you know. You could be wrong about it. And about a number of other things.
Let's go, Cornelia. This is a private quarrel. I don't want any part of it.
No, Hugo, wait.
Oh, but my stomach's acting up on me.
Oh, eat a bromide tablet, dear.
The trouble with you, George, is that you think you know all there is to know about me. But let me tell you, there are hidden depths in me that you've never even suspected. I've got a lot more in common with Felicity Frobisher than you think. And if you imagine you've got nothing more to learn about me, you've never made a greater mistake in your life.
But she was a loose woman.
She wasn't loose, Mr. Perry. She was free. Gloriously, magnificently free.
Then it's silly of you, Helen, trying to emulate her. You're not free. You're married to me.
Now, look here, Helen, George, I'm afraid this is all my fault.
Oh, no, Mary. Mary, it isn't your fault. It's been coming to this for ages. Our marriage is nothing but a hollow mockery.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Helen. Anyone would think I treated you badly.
You do worse than that. You don't treat me at all. Oh, you care. And my sister's fucking dead.
Dear, poor Helen.
I can't understand what's come over her.
You have my sympathy, Mr. Perry. It must be trying for you, living with a split personality.
Oh, rot.
I beg your pardon.
I said rot, madam. My wife's personality is perfectly sound.
George, you'd better go into the study and talk to her.
Yes, there must be some good reason for this extraordinary behavior.
I'm sorry about this misunderstanding, Mrs. Shepherd.
Yes, I'm sorry, too.
I guess I was a little upset, but I should have known not to take your friend too seriously. It's pretty obvious that she only said what she did to get back at her husband for the way he's been treating her.
But that's what I can't understand. I've never known them to quarrel before.
It just shows you should never take anything for granted, doesn't it? I can imagine how your friend got the idea that she was Felicity Frobisher. Probably wishful thinking. However, I'm glad that little matter's been cleared up so satisfactorily.
Does this mean we're going to buy the house then, after all?
Of course we are.
Oh, but I thought you said it was too far from town.
As a matter of fact, I think it's just right.
Oh, but you haven't even seen it yet.
I'm sure it's perfect, Mrs. Shepherd. The house where dear Robert lived could never be less than that to me.
Oh, I should warn you, it's very cold in winter.
You have central heating.
No, we haven't.
We'll have it installed, won't we, dear?
I guess so.
Oh, it's terribly quiet, you know. Right off the beaten track.
My dear, I loathe beaten tracks.
Oh, do you? The nearest cinema is 5 miles away.
That suits me fine. I never go to the cinema.
Oh. In summer, the mosquitoes are terrible.
That's perfectly all right, my dear. Mosquitoes never bother me, do they, Hugo?
No, dear. Only me.
And you hear strange noises sometimes in the middle of the night. There's a rumor the place is haunted.
Oh, well, that'll be poor Robert, I expect, trying to get through. It's good of you to point out the snags, my dear, but I know we're just going to love being here. You see, I believe that whatever happens, nothing can break this wonderful bond between Robert and me. It's something, well, something quite out of this world.
No.
What did you say?
Mrs. Van Giler, please allow me to speak frankly.
I'm not going to sell this house to you.
What?
What do you mean you're not going to sell it? Why not?
Because I don't want you to have it, that's why.
You don't?
No. In trying to prevent you from buying it without hurting your feelings too much, I've already caused a major quarrel between two of my oldest and dearest friends. I could have saved everyone a great deal of trouble by saying in the first place what I'm going to say now. For more than 10 years... my husband and I loved each other dearly. We shared this house as we shared our lives. And the thought of you or any other woman living here in a welter of neurosis and sickly sentimentality is more than I could bear. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, no, this is the absolute end. Neurosis and sickly? Oh, no, never in my life. Never in my entire life has anyone dared to say such dreadful things to me. Hugo, take me away. Take me away. I just couldn't bear another insult, not one. You may keep your house, madam. I don't want any part of it. Come, Hugo.
I'll be right out, dear. Mrs. Shepherd, I don't know how to thank you for what you've done.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to be so outspoken.
Oh, I'm glad. I've been wanting to talk to her like that for years, but I guess I never had the courage. That ought to put a stop to all this soulmates nonsense. Oh, I sure am grateful, ma'am.
Oh, well, I just hope your wife will be a little more reasonable when she calms down.
Well, you can take it from me, Mrs. Shepherd. From now on, I'll be the only man in Cornelia's life. Oh, well, I guess I'd better be going. Well, goodbye, ma'am. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, thank you. I hope your journey hasn't been entirely wasted.
On the contrary, it's been very much to my advantage.
I'm very glad. Goodbye, Mr. Van Giler.
Goodbye, Mrs. Shepherd. I hope your friends will be all right.
No, I think they will be. Goodbye. Hello, you two. Our visitors have gone. You can come out now.
Well, what's the verdict?
No sale.
Good for you, Mary.
Yes, but what about you two? Is everything all right?
Oh, my dear, everything's perfect. Isn't it, George?
Thanks to you, Mary. We seem to have reached a new understanding, Helen and I.
Oh, have you? Oh, I'm so glad.
There's just one thing still puzzles me.
And what's that?
Who was Felicity Frobisher?
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springbok Library of the Air. We'll be right back.